From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. President Barack Obama flies to Cuba. Mr. Obama is the first sitting U.S. president to travel to Cuba in almost 90 years. He will cap his visit with a direct address to the Cuban people, outlining his vision for the future U.S.-Cuba relationship. Turkish authorities are blaming the Islamic State group for Saturday's suicide bomb attack in Istanbul. Dorian Jones reports.
Turkish Interior Minister Efkan Ala says authorities used DNA samples to identify the suicide bomber who carried out the attack.
Bu menfur intihar saldırısını...
The identity of the terrorist who carried out this wretched suicide attack has been determined. This person, this terrorist, is Mehmet Öztürk, born in 1992 and registered from Gaziantep province. Current findings show the terrorist has links to the Daesh terror group. An Istanbul prosecutor said five people have been detained in connection with the attack and other suspects are being sought. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
The lawyer defending Europe's most wanted terrorist suspect, Salah Abdeslam, says he will sue French prosecutors for releasing confidential information regarding the investigation. Sven Mary told a Belgian state broadcaster that part of a press conference given by the lead prosecutor violated judiciary confidentiality. Riot police in the Republic of Congo fired tear gas at opposition supporters after polls for the country's presidential election closed Sunday. Dozens of heavily armed police chased away people gathered outside polling stations in the capital, Brazzaville, as the vote count began. This is VOA News. Voters in Niger are choosing a president Sunday. Incumbent Mamadou Issoufou is in line to win the runoff after his opponent was flown out of the country from jail for medical reasons. The opposition has called for a boycott of the election. After nearly 8 years in prison, four Djiboutian prisoners of war have been released by Eritrea. A total of 19 POWs were captured by Eritrea in June 2008 during a border skirmish. Some of them escaped in 2011. The others remained in detention. The release was negotiated by Qatar, and the freed soldiers were flown back to their home country on March 18th. Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei says the United States has failed to fully honor a nuclear agreement that lifts sanctions on Iran. He says many international companies continue to shy away from doing business with Iran out of fear of U.S. reprisals. His comments come in an address marking the Persian New Year. Investigators have recovered the flight recorders from the Fly Dubai airliner that crashed Saturday in southern Russia, killing all 62 people on board. Russian aviation officials say the plane's two flight data recorders were badly damaged and warned it could take months to recover information leading to the cause of the crash. There were strong gusty winds at the time of the accident that may have played a role. The aircraft itself, a Boeing 737, was only about 5 years old and had undergone an extensive maintenance inspection earlier this year. Hundreds of mostly Syrian migrants made landfall in Greece on Sunday, arriving in flimsy boats. Witnesses say nearly 900 refugees, including Syrians, Iraqis, and Afghans, arrived on four Aegean islands overnight. The arrivals come despite an international agreement to send migrants back to Turkey. All migrants, including Syrians, arriving in Greece by sea from Turkey after March 20th, will be returned once they are registered and their asylum claims have been processed. U.S. Republican presidential candidates are headed to two more contentious state nominating contests. On Tuesday, frontrunner Donald Trump and his nearest challenger, Texas Senator Ted Cruz, are expected to split the contests. A large number of votes have already been cast in Arizona, likely giving Trump an edge there. Meanwhile, surveys show Cruz is likely to win party caucuses in Utah. A third candidate, Ohio Governor John Kasich, is not expected to be a factor in either state. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.